Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In the final days of the campaign, we've been speaking one-on-one with the major gubernatorial candidates. We conclude our series this morning with the Republican Charlie Baker. We caught up with Baker yesterday at the bleacher bar that Anthony Brooks just mentioned, the sports bar built into Fenway Park. With 5 days to go, Baker is not wasting any breath.
The bleacher bar, Fenway Park. Just pretend it's baseball season right around the corner.
It is baseball season. We're just not quite in it. You've been at this for...
That's a good point.
You've been at this for over a year now. You met thousands of voters, I'm sure, but there are still people out there who may not feel like they know who Charlie Baker is. Tell them what you think they need to know, what you most want them to know about Charlie Baker.
I got into this race because I was concerned that the governor and the rest of the folks on Beacon Hill didn't know how to turn the state around, didn't know how to get the state's finances under control, and didn't know how to create a climate for growth. And as I sit here today, 6 days out from the election, there's nothing about what I thought going in that's changed my mind on that. I still think you need somebody running state government who's done a turnaround before. I've done that. I still think we need to be focused a lot more aggressively on creating a climate for jobs, and that means reducing business costs and the cost of government. And I still believe that the real work associating with reforming state government and forcing state government to play by the same rules regular people play by every day and to live within its means hasn't happened.
What's underlined that for you in the last few months?
As I've watched the immense struggle associated with trying to get a job in an economy where 100,000 more people are out of work than were out of work 4 years ago, where 300,000 people are out of work overall, and where our economy continues to shed jobs, 24,000 jobs in the last 2 months. That's not good news. That's not the right direction.
Some people say, we know Charlie Baker's a smart guy. He knows his numbers. He knows his policies inside and out. It's the policy wonk thing. You okay with that label?
I think... I guess what I would say is, yeah. I mean, I'm one of these people who's always believed in what I call reality. Whether it was when I was at Harvard Pilgrim or when I worked for Bill Weld, I'm a big believer that we should make our decisions based on things as they are, not as things as we would want them to be. And sometimes that means delivering bad news and making tough decisions.
In terms of running the office of governor, you kind of describe it like you're going to run it as you have other organizations as a CEO. So what's the difference between CEO and governor?
Well, I think the biggest difference between CEO and governor is the public sector is different than the private sector. The public sector is a lot more complicated.
You've hammered Governor Patrick over the state budget, did so in a news conference that you held just a few minutes ago before this conversation, saying he's out of touch because he's unwilling to acknowledge or deal with a $2 billion projected budget shortfall for next year. Does the next CEO, the next governor, in a way, have to be able to separate the human equation from the budget process in order to objectively and effectively solve the budget mess?
No, I don't think so. I mean, when I went to Harvard Pilgrim, we faced an enormous problem. I mean, we were on the verge of bankruptcy. We ended up in state receivership. We had to make a ton of extremely difficult decisions with regard to our operation during that period of time that touched many people. And we did them all with as much diplomacy and support as we possibly could. But in the end, you know, the point was to take the organization in a better direction and to get out from under the crush of the budget, which has now been the biggest problem facing Massachusetts for 3 years, and that's despite rainy day fund money, federal stimulus money, new taxes, and all the rest. You can't ignore the human issues associated with this, and I never have, and I never would. But the flip side of that, Bob, is people expect governors and CEOs to make the hard decisions that improve the lot and life of the organization and the people who are served by it. And if that means in the short term you have to do some very difficult things, because in the medium and long term you can deliver on behalf of the people who work for the organization and the people who are served by it, that's the way you should do it. If you put off the decisions forever, all you really do is make a mess that lasts for a very long time, and you never get back to the business of actually serving the people you're supposed to serve.
Question about your vision. What will most be different about this state 4 years from now that you, as governor, will have changed?
I think you'll see a very different-looking state government, and I think you're going to see one that's a lot more accountable and a lot more transparent. I'm a big believer that every part of state government ought to measure how it performs, and the people who work for it ought to measure how they perform, and they ought to be held accountable to the public. And one of the things I've said all along is I don't think the state uses online technology to the extent that we should to create a dialogue, a two-way conversation between the people who pay the bills and the people who are served by state government and the people who work in state government. That was a very effective tool for us when I was at Harvard Pilgrim. We collected a lot of information from the people who are our members, who are our customers, who the providers we worked with. It was like having 1,000 people helping you figure out how to solve your problems. And I don't think state government creates anywhere near enough of a two-way conversation between its constituents and the people who work in state government.
Past or present, who would you most like to be sitting with right now in this bar in Fenway Park, having a beer with, shooting the breeze with?
You know, I have always said that if I could have a conversation with one person in history, it would be Abraham Lincoln. And I've always said that because I felt he was somebody who had to take into account all of the issues you're talking about, all the people issues associated with those monumental decisions that he made, which were profoundly difficult ones. But he believed they were the right decisions. He made them for the right reasons and was a man of just spectacular grace and humanity as he went through that process. And by the way, people say the guy was hilarious, too. He told all kinds of great stories, and he was a really fun guy to have a beer with.
4 years from now, two voters will be sitting upstairs from where we are now in the Fenway Park bleachers, and they'll be talking about you. And one of them's going to say, I'm glad we put Charlie Baker in the governor's job 4 years ago because...
Because he cleaned up the mess on Beacon Hill and focused on getting people back to work. And, you know, by the way, he seems like a pretty good guy.
Charlie Baker, thanks a lot. Good to see you.
Thank you, Bob.
Republican candidate for governor Charlie Baker, speaking with us yesterday at a sports bar at Fenway Park.